Hey guys, welcome to the NetFit Pod. It is Sarah Wall here, and today the podcast is sponsored by nobody. It is just us talking after work on a Wednesday, and I'm here today with NetFit Kaylin.
Hello, I'm NetFit Kaylin, also known as Kaylin. That's my name. So I've started working for NetFit around 5 months ago.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and I've been enjoying it, and I'm delighted to be here on this podcast episode.
We were sitting in the office today and we put the final touches on something that we have put together for our community. We've been working on it for a while now, and it is for the month of June. It's kind of like a halfway mark of the season for a lot of us that have been back playing or coaching or just need to recheck in with ourselves. And Kaylin's role at NetFit, she'll explain a little bit later, but I thought, wouldn't it be cool if we explain sort of what's coming up, but also not only explain, but just to give you guys a little bit of an idea of what is happening in NetFit and the role that Kaylin is playing and the fact that she came up with this concept for what we're going to be doing in June.
Yeah, so I think it was more so you come up with the concept, but I was just kind of feeding it to you. So basically what happened was I think we were just having a chat. Obviously someone else thought otherwise. So we were talking about, you know, goal setting, and if I imagine anything ahead of time that I want to achieve, that's a big thing. I get overwhelmed. I get extremely stressed out by that, and I'm like, oh my God, this is too much. So I was kind of explaining that. I was talking about, you know, getting my license, and like I'm only like, what, 5 hours in and I'm almost 20. So that's super overwhelming to me. And everyone finds different things overwhelming that, you know, they see as their goals. I like to focus on things and little smaller goals or achievements, I guess. So, yeah.
And that's where the think tank erupted. And it was just, I kind of said, yeah, me too, actually. Like I love to dream really big and outrageous things, like crazy, crazy thoughts about what NetFit could do and where we could go with it. But at no point do I think I can conquer that in a day. I just think each day builds a rhythm to what we want to create. And Kaylin, you know, you'll jump into a little bit more about you, but maybe just share that with the NetFit community straight up. Like, what is your role at the minute? And then what are we building together?
So my role at the moment is a little bit of a lot of different things. Like, I'm doing a course to accompany my work here, and it's finding difficulty in fitting into what my role here is because it is so broad. But my title is Digital Media Marketing Assistant, and basically that means I do a handful of things, whether it's helping with social posts that will be a part of a campaign, helping with podcasts, or starting to plan a campaign or branch out with other things like that, as well as, you know, looking at the data that we get from the app and who our community actually is.
Yeah, so you're like Big Brother, looking at all of the members as they sign up, and the updates from you daily I get is like, says this is who's joined us and this is where they're from and maybe we need to visit Austria.
Absolutely, but it's more so I love getting into it and actually seeing who all the individuals are, because it's one thing to say this is our number for the day, this is how many people who are getting into it, but when you actually see the social posts and the comments, that's when you kind of see everything through a magnifying glass and actually know who these individuals are.
Yeah, awesome. So let's talk about the campaign. After we had our chat about, you know, how do we solve the feeling of getting overwhelmed? And we know that's a big thing for everyone in our community. Everyone's, you know, big dreamers and we all want to achieve great things, but, you know, sometimes it's just hard. And we thought, how can we create a vibe and a feeling and share how our leaders within our community think? And, you know, this 1%ers everyday mentality is now what we've come up with. So we're going to call our campaign for the month of June, the 1%ers. And we talk about the NetFit mantra and our beliefs on how we approach achieving our goals. And for me personally, I love to take one baby step at a time. If anyone is listening or that I've given them advice over the years, I'll just say, break it down, like just do what you can today. And they all add up. So when it came to creating a campaign with that, we moved into building out what that looks like. So Kaylin, maybe you can give a bit of an idea for you with your goal setting?
Yeah, so going back to what I was talking about goal setting and, you know, trying to achieve something that seems far-fetched, breaking it down into like a 1% achievement. So say 100% is being able to drive around on my own and 1% is doing an hour of driving. If you kind of look at that as a representation of what you are doing and what you are trying to achieve and kind of hone down on those little things and those smaller steps that build up the percentage, I think it's really beneficial if you are finding it overwhelming. And that way you get a sense of achievement just from doing little things that, you know, aren't little, but in comparison to bigger goals, they do seem that way. Yeah, so I think that's my advice with goal setting, and definitely when planning something, you need to break it down and see all those percentages as like kind of a loading bar or a progress bar, and they're all kind of amounting towards something in the end.
Yeah. And Kaylin, you've had your barriers and things in your life that have held you back in some areas, and you found ways to overcome them. Do you want to share some of those with the community?
Yeah, sure. So me personally, everyone is different. I'm autistic. I'm pretty open about that now. I also have ADHD. You know, you can name a couple of things that I've got on my list. So for example, like with mental health, all that accumulates and really does impact your goal setting or, you know, personal view of what you can achieve. What it actually is doing if you have mental health issues, whether that be an official diagnosis or you just know that you are struggling with your mood or you're anxious or stress, any of those kind of things. When you actually have a mental health issue or you are struggling with your mental health, that first step is even harder than it is before. What they can actually do is stop habits from being born. So when we talk about habits, it's kind of something that you kind of already have in the back of your mind, like something that's in your head and you're not actually starting that first step or that first 1% towards it. For example, if you have homework to do, there will be a lot of things that are going to be overwhelming. Say it's like 20 questions, you got to read a book, anything like that. You know, you look at that from the outside and see, oh my God, this is a lot of stuff to do. I don't know, for me personally, it was definitely like that when I was doing schooling. I definitely struggled with that part, and I'm sure a lot of you can relate. So actually sitting down and getting your pen out and putting your book to the table, it's like overwhelming. So that's, you know, actually setting the foundation for what I want to achieve. And I think, you know, that applies to anything. If you are actually trying to achieve something, if you do one little thing that's going to make you push towards that direction, then it's definitely going to be easier to keep moving forward.
Yeah, and so well put. And I think we can all relate to that in some way. Like, you're so brave and I'm inspired by you every day, Kaylin. Like, you're so smart and so clever, and what you've created, even with the new build of what you're doing on the NetFit app, and we can touch on that at the end, but to see you working every day and then how you actually prepare yourself for the day to get through the day and kick goals even in your work day. Like, I can see those patterns of behaviors, probably the way you now may approach getting your license. So like your ability to organize yourself and to chunk things and break things down, I think has made you very successful at what you do.
Thank you.
You don't like to accept compliments. You told me that today.
Well, it's not that I don't like them. It's just I don't know how to accept them.
Yeah, well, we all can be like that. Someone taught me once to say thank you, even like if you get embarrassed, but I still find it hard sometimes to, you know, when someone says something nice. But yeah, we should be saying more nice things to people, shouldn't we?
Yes, definitely. I think just saying that can be a 1% as well. You can just say one compliment to your friend, you know, each day or each time you see them, because then it's kind of, you know, building up that relationship that you won't even see it moving. It'll just do it itself.
Yeah. So I think we'll go into how this challenge is actually going to work. And like, as a member of NetFit, how can you get involved? And really all I'd love you to do right now is maybe start thinking about what it is that you do want to achieve, you know, big, bold goals, or, you know, things that are kind of end of the year goals for you. So once you work out what that is, we can start using the 1% behaviors every day to get there. So what we'll do on the app, we have a calendar on the app, as a lot of you guys would know if you're members. We're going to build our training for the week. So you're going to see Tay, myself, and a few other NetFitters. Kaylin, are you going to do it too?
Yes, I will have to. If I'm, you know, preaching, I've kind of got to dip my toes in the water, I guess.
Yeah.
I would love to.
So we're going to build our workouts over the week. The cool thing, a lot of you guys are actually in season at the moment, so you'll have nights that have games on, you'll have training sessions with your clubs. So you just build them around what other NetFit training, or sorry, vice versa, build your NetFit training around when you're playing and training. And we would love you to share that with the community. And the reason we feel that sharing is so powerful is because not a problem halved is a problem solved. That's not the right term, but it's like once you share what you're doing with someone, you actually have someone to be accountable to.
So there's a huge, huge difference between shared and personal accountability. So the way I see it, you know, you may think of yourself as, you know, excusable, or you'll, you know, if you, for example, you forget to brush your teeth one night, you'll be like, oh damn, oops, my bad, I've had a really busy day, I'll just go to bed. That kind of thinking is completely reversed if it's a shared accountability. Like, I don't know how to apply it to teeth brushing, but for example, like, say if you are in school right now and you've got a group project coming up, you are then sharing the workload with another person. And even if it's not completely working together the whole time, it is amounting to something that you together would create. And I also see when people are doing like Zoom calls, Discord calls, I see people doing that online all the time, talking about like they've got a study buddy and they're kind of just doing the work with each other, but not actually doing the work with each other. They're just not talking, sitting there in silence with the camera on. But I think that's another good example of that, where if you are sharing something with someone and it's accountability that's being spread out, then you are going to be more accountable because you don't excuse other people like you excuse yourself. And if you're doing a group project, like, the other person is more likely to put in because you're relying on them. Yeah. And you're more likely to put in because they're relying on you.
Yeah, so true. Another thing now we're going to bring back is our Sunday Zooms. I know our community have been running Zooms. Special shout out to the UK NetFitters that have been running those Zooms, Kate leading the charge over there. And it's been a great example of how building that accountability, but not just a community, can get help you get through things. So we're bringing those back every Sunday throughout June. We want you guys to feel welcome. We want you just to log in, and you don't have to turn your mic on or your screen, but we would love to see you. And we're going to use that time to do a few things, is talk about what our training is. We can talk about things like cool nutrition concepts or things that you might want to think about for the week ahead. Really, it might be just a way to connect with people, have a laugh, tell a story. We, you know, I love to tell stories on those Zooms. But I think the cool thing that we will bring about from that Sunday is really just what are our 1%ers. So you don't have to be doing the fitness. You might be a coach that wants to come on and share a really cool growth of one of your players in your team. Yeah, it's all going to be just about how we're just doing one cool little thing we feel proud of every day.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. With, you know, doing Zooms and doing live streams or any kind of thing like that, where it's kind of a community coming together, an event that's out in public, things like that, obviously it's a little bit harder at the moment because of the news. But, you know, anything that's relating to bringing people together, that's another form of shared accountability. So, you know, you see people devoted to a fandom or a religion, you will see that they have the the same beliefs or the same core outlook on life, or they will share the same interests. It can be as simple as that. And having the same shared interest of wanting to be 1% better is, you know, what's going to bring you together with other people that have the same goals.
Yeah, I love it. And that can be where our original NetFitters are listening now and you're like, oh, I reckon my teammate would love this, or I'll get my sister involved or something. It might just be a chance for you to welcome them in and choose someone outside the NetFit community to be your accountability partner through this. But I think it's a really fun, relaxed and peaceful way to grow. And if we just don't try and take on the world each day and we just go, let's just step forward in the right direction each day, I think we can achieve some pretty awesome things. And this NetFit community is awesome. Whenever I'm having a bad day or whenever I'm up against a huge challenge, I actually just think, oh, the NetFitters, like, look at their attitudes. They're relying on me. They're relying on each other. This is who we are. And that's where I think we've created this NetFit mentality. Like, we don't even have to preach what we stand for at NetFit at all, because we can just see it. Like, an example is someone will go send me a quote and go, oh, says that's so you. And I'm like, they all revolve around positivity. And I think that when I read something, I'm like, oh, isn't that, you know, Maddie Goldspink? Isn't that, oh, Georgia Trent? Isn't that, like, and I just think that's what we're doing for our netball community. We're representing, you know, it's like we've got the little NetFit tattoo on us everywhere we are when we can take on a challenge, help others, and just, as we can say now, step forward in 1% direction in a positive way.
Yeah, and, you know, going off of what you just said, I think you've maybe subconsciously shared your shared accountability. So, you know, some people don't perform without an audience. And, you know, I don't know whether that's you, but I know definitely that it would motivate you. And, you know, that's why you have practice audiences when you're going to sing in front of someone to see how you're going. And, you know, having all these people motivate and back up, like, hey, we're excited about the content, is a form of sharing the accountability. Like, if Sarah just kind of deleted her Instagram account tomorrow, then people will be like, excuse me? They'd be a little bit concerned. So obviously there's some, you know, teamwork going on there behind everything.
Yeah, awesome. So we're excited for, I guess, the month of June, but we're excited to see what you guys are up to in your own netball communities. We always get really cool updates from you all with either ideas to upgrade the app, or you're telling us a cool drill you did, or you're sharing one of our drills. So I've got another cool update to share with you guys. So as I tell you all the time, our app is forever growing and we're trying to be better and we're trying to be cooler and more, I guess, progressive in netball, where we want to be able to bring other things that we've learned outside of netball into netball. And our presentation with our team today was all around how we're going to bring the app to be more social. So, Kaylin, would you like to share just a tiny bit? We don't want to give too much away.
Okay, I'll do a little sneaky and give some details. So we're really looking into gamification, and what that means for us, at least, when it comes to the app, is that we're wanting to engage you more with the rest of the NetFit community, and also give a little bit of reward system, I guess. Maybe you'll get a couple of rewards for watching a video, maybe for doing a workout at a certain time, maybe you can even challenge others. So that's where we are looking into. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. One
so
thing, it is. One thing that there may be in there is a leaderboard where you can be like absolutely at home doing your workouts, kicking goals, and yeah, you'll get the high fives virtually.
I think it will really bring things together, especially talking about, you know, sharing what you want to do. It's, you know, a great way to start.
Yeah. So even though a lot of our NetFit community haven't seen you physically face to face, Kaylin, I think this is a great way to introduce you to our community. If you're just tuning in and have not downloaded the NetFit app, we are on Apple Store and also Google Play. Free for everybody that just downloads it. You can still get a taste of some of the workouts. But if you're a paid member, which is super cheap, I wish we could say it's $1 a week, but it's a little bit over, like $1.20 or something, isn't it, a week?
It's like $1.50 15. Just a little bit.
Just a week. Like, oh my goodness. So we're loving the subscription and everyone that helps us by paying, because then we can grow the app, which you guys want to see more of. And then we can also create really cool content. So for everyone that is a paid member, or maybe you're thinking right now, oh, I don't even know if I've signed up for pay. We just really do thank you and appreciate it, because it helps us grow and grow all of our software, particularly at this stage when we're wanting to really grow it, to make it awesome for you guys.
Yeah, so I'm not a netballer. I don't think I will be, just being honest, but I know what passion feels like. And if you have a passion for netball, then I definitely recommend, because you'll have everything right there in front of you. Whether you're a beginner and you're trying to get, you know, the basic formulation to actually start, then there's stuff there for you. If you are, you know, already a player and you've been doing it for years, then there still will be stuff there for you, because we bring workouts out often. And we have campaigns coming out, and we always are expanding.
Awesome. So thank you so much for tuning in today. And if you want to keep updated with NetFit Kaylin, you're on Instagram. What's your handle?
NetFit Kaylin.
I love it. I call her that sometimes. I'm like, you might say you're not a netballer, but you're doing the NetFit workouts and you've done them with me. So too bad, you're a netballer. And everybody that, yeah, just wants to follow along, we're obviously on Instagram at NetFit Netball, and I'm NetFit Sarah. But please do ask us and check in with us. We're going to really amp up our social wall over the next campaign, over June. So anything you guys do want to know, please make sure you reach out to us after this podcast. And if you love the podcast and want to introduce NetFit Kaylin to the world of NetFit, make sure you share, and make sure you just give her a little note to say well done today and how courageous she is to share a story. So thank you so much for joining us, Kaylin.
Fantastic. I love it.
Now enjoy editing this podcast.
Yes, I will be.
Stay safe, everyone, and we will see you soon.
Bye-bye.